Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Part 10, The Weeds. There are also other factors which disturb the plant of devotional service. Along with this plant, the weeds of material desires also grow. When a person advances in bhakti, it is natural that many persons will come to one requesting to become disciples and will offer one some material gains. So if one is attracted by a large number of disciples and material conveniences offered by these disciples, one may forget one's duty as a bona fide spiritual master, and thus the growth of the creeper of devotion will be impeded. And simply by taking advantage of material conveniences, one may become addicted to enjoying material comforts. It is also considered to be disadvantageous to desire liberation, for the only desire should be the desire to render devotional service. Neglect of restrictions and prohibitions is also disadvantageous. The prohibitions are mentioned in the authorized scriptures. One should not indulge in illicit sex life, intoxication, meat eating, or gambling. These things are forbidden to one who is attempting devotional service. So if one does not follow these principles strictly, there may be a severe disturbance in the discharge of one's devotional service. If one is not particularly careful, even by watering the plant of devotional service, unnecessary weeds will grow and hamper one's progress. The idea is that when one waters a garden, not only does the desired plant grow more rapidly, but the unwanted plants also grow. So if the gardener does not see these impediments and take them out, they will overcome and choke the plant of devotion. If, however, one is careful to guard against the growth of unwanted plants, then the plant of devotion grows luxuriantly and reaches the ultimate goal, Goloka Vrindavan. When the living entity engaged in devotional service relishes the fruit of love of Godhead, then one forgets all religious rituals and improvements in one's economic condition. One no longer desires to satisfy one's senses, and one no longer desires to become one with the Supreme Lord by merging into His effulgence. There are many phases of spiritual knowledge and transcendental bliss. On one platform are the ritualistic sacrifices recommended in the Vedas, the execution of austerities and pious duties, as well as the practice of mystic yoga. These all reward different results to their performer. The rewards of these practices, however, appear to be very glittering as long as one is not elevated to the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Love of God is dormant in everyone, and it can be awakened from its dormant position by the execution of pure devotional service. Just as a person bitten by a serpent can be awakened by ammonia. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Teachings to Rupa Goswami, Part 10, The Weeds. Recorded May 17, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat.